Can we lift our hands to the God of heaven and worship him that liveth forever and ever? He that ruleth in the affairs of men. Who that is in control. He that is in charge. The Bible says he is the governor among the nations. Lift your hands unto the Lord and worship him. And give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the majesty. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be the Lord. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. He that can do all things. He that means what he says and says what he means. Worship the King of glory. Worship the King of glory. Worship the King of glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Once again, Lord, we lift our hearts to you. Thank you, Father. We ask that you come and take your place. Manifest your dominion. Prove your supremacy. Demonstrate your power. Come and take your place, O Lord. Come and take your place, O Lord. In my life. In my life. Come and take your place. Somebody open your mouth and speak.
My life, come and take. Come and take your place.
Sing it.
Hey, God.
already said this, and we are repeating it three times. Hold it. In my dreams, come and take your place. In my dreams, come and take your place. Sing it two more times. In my dreams. He said, who will bring me into the strong city? Lord Jehovah, into that coffin. Oh yeah, enter there. Into that unpleasant condition. Lord, enter there. Into that sorrowful situation. Lord, enter there. Into the gathering of the wicked. Into the gathering of the wicked. Lord, enter there. Amen. Into that shrine. Into that altar groove. Lord, enter there. Amen. Father, don't just enter. Oh yeah, take your place. Amen. 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 Oh yeah, take your place. In that ailing body. In that dying business. In that turned upside down situation. Father, enter the place. Amen. Not only entry, Lord, take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Take your place. Enter that graveyard. Enter that meeting. That highly placed meeting. High profile meeting where destinies of men are decided, where promotions are approved. Father, on behalf of your children, Lord, enter there. Baba, take your place. Baba, take your place. Baba, take your place. Baba, take your place. I join the faith of the saints in this house and the faith of the fathers and the mothers on this altar. I team my faith with their faith. And we come to touch every single soul in this place. Right now, every situation, every demon, every unpleasant entity, I decree, oh yeah, lose your place. I said, lose your place. I said, lose your place. You sickness, you diseases, every barrier, every obstacle, oh yeah, lose your place. Take your place, Lord. thank you because the atmosphere is changing. This is my household. I have been on a journey, prophetic journey, since a week ago. And I think we are together in it. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Just a simple proclamation. It's not part of the focus. Whatever evil effect or lordly sacrifices has deposited in my life, I stand before the throne of mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wipe. It's not compulsory you pray. But if you agree that there has been a release and there have been evil deposits in the last 2 weeks in this land, and you are here, I believe you should open your mouth. Every evil deposit, every evil seed that this evil festival has deposited in my own life, in my family, Lord, let the blood of Jesus wipe it away. Wipe it off. I will not partake of pain. I will not partake of sorrow. I will not partake of consequences. I will not partake of pain. I will not weep with them. I will not be judged with them. I will not pay for what I never buy. Ruka, irakataya. I wipe with the blood of Jesus. I wipe with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Father, we search your mind and we discover that you are sorrowful and we are part of this land. The elders of Israel said, Lord, we never knew anything about this, and you justify them. Father, by the ministry of the blood of Jesus, we come as a household and we say we knew nothing about this. Father, wash us with your blood. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Amen. I give glory to God. And I appreciate God's servants, our mummies, and every minister in the house. Thank you for your love. We are doing this work together. Within a few minutes, we are keying back into the declaration over this mandate. The declaration that came a few weeks ago is that this ministry has entered into a season of divine intervention. I was here a fortnight ago. I had it. So we are flowing together in that line. And I come to stand in front of you. I come to stand where you are seated, and I speak to your destiny. You will not be disconnected. I say you will not be disconnected. A sister just gave testimony. She entered into this church and she was immediately connected. Good things are here. The river of life is flowing. Anointing is in the house. Healing is here. But the problem is connection. Prosperity is available. Promotion is in abundance. But the challenge is the connection. I pick a statement from Pa E. Hagin. I just opened one of his manuals, and the only line I read, I close it back. He said, before the Pentecost, the question is, God will give. God will give. But he said, immediately after the Pentecost, the question is, have you received? Have you received? So it's no longer God will give. It's a question of, have you received? Everyone in this house needing promotion. Oh, yeah, receive it. Everyone needing healing. Oh, yeah, receive. In the name of Jesus. It's a season. It's a season. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's our season. Listen to me, I will soon close. One of the major trademark of a season is our fruit. Every season has its fruit. We in Cedar, we are in the season of divine intervention. I stand on this altar and I reach to the trees of intervention. I pluck the fruit of this season. Oya, take your own. Oya, take your own. Oya, take your own. Oya, take your own. Every season has a fruit. And the Lord said, cedar is in a season of divine intervention. This season has our own fruits. This season has our own fruit. I have come to announce, I have come to re-emphasize and to reinforce what the man of God has been saying. We are in this season of divine intervention. And I'm declaring that this season comes with our fruits. Escape. I was reading a place in the book of Chronicles some days ago, and he said, and Athaliah arose, we handle that later, and she destroyed all the seed royal, but Joash was stolen by her nurse, by his nurse, and kept in the temple. This season has come with its fruit. Divine intervention brings escape. Somebody is in this place. From this way in a new time. From this day in a new dimension. You will escape. Where others are stopped. Where others stagnate. Where others are in prison. Where others are divided. I say you will escape. 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 Divine intervention has come with his own fruit. And that is demonstration of power. Let somebody shout explosion. Is that shouting? Shout explosion. When God intervenes, there must be explosion. So one of the fruits of this season is that there is explosion. The Bible says in Revelation, he said, when he poured the incense upon the earth, there were thundering, there were lightning, there were voices. Every area where there is satanic quietness. Hello, ma, how is everything? Everything is quiet. Hello, bro, how is everything? Nothing is speaking. From this season, let there be explosion. I said, let there be explosion. I say, let there be explosion. Get the word of God right. In the journey of life, which you must take, you like it or not, the Bible confirms the presence of gates. The presence of what choir? Gates. Get done with this, you face another one. The Bible says in the book of Joshua, the Bible says, and they crossed the river Jordan by miracle. And as they crossed, what happened? Are you following me? We will open the Bible, but I'm taking you somewhere. As they crossed Jordan, something happened. Please listen to me. Everyone in this house that have enjoyed blessings of God and you have been stranded at a point in your life, the Lord will intervene again. Many of us have enjoyed miracle. That miracle took us to an arena and we don't know where to turn to again. The Lord has promoted me to this place, but what next? So what happened? By miracle, they crossed Jordan. But immediately they crossed Jordan, something happened. Something happened. Let somebody say something happened. The Bible says the manna ceased. Immediately they crossed the Jordan, the manna ceased. No more provision from heaven. No more quail. No more loaves of bread. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw Jericho. And the Bible says Jericho was shut within and without because of the Israelites. I stand under the grace of God to speak. Everyone that has been stranded, in quote, you have been lifted, you have been blessed, your prayers have been answered to a point that you seem stranded. You are now stranded. Yay! Let God step in. I say, let God step in. I say, let God step in. I say, let God step in. So manna stopped. And Jericho shut. So they were in between. Manna stopped. Jericho shut. And the third one, Jordan closed back. And they were in between. Nobody needs to shoot a single bullet. They will all die of starvation. They will die one by one. That was the design of the enemy. I come to bless somebody in this service this morning. Every design of the enemy, every master plan, every craftiness of the wicked that have finally succeeded. And they say, yes, my bad don't be one, eh? You are already in the cage. I say, let your father step in. Let your father step in. We are in our season of what? Oya, call for it. Let somebody say, oh Lord, step into my case. Let somebody say, oh Lord, step into my case. I see this morning as a preparation and a launching pad to the major meeting we have from tomorrow till the other day. Fasting and prayer. Have you forgotten? So today is just a preparation. And the Lord laid it on me, I want to share with you. If you don't travail, you will not prevail. If you don't travail, forget it. You will not prevail. There is no abracadabra there. There is no magic. This is the Bible. So they were stranded. The Jordan closed. Jericho shut. And the manna, the heavens shut. And they traveled before Jericho. Joshua was so confused. He was taking a stroll that was not called for. And as he was walking aimlessly, as he was walking without direction, the Bible says the commander of the host of heaven showed up. Is there any destiny in this house this morning that is aimlessly roaming about? Is there any destiny in this house today that is going without direction? Yay! Let the commander show up. Let the commander show up. Let the commander show up. But the nucleus of today's sharing to prepare you for the 3-day fasting and prayer is if you don't travail, you will not prevail. Give me Micah chapter 6 verse 1. Micah 6 1. God is in the house. God is ready to move. But hear the word of God. Micah 6 1. We have a few minutes more. I will release you at the right time. Micah chapter 6, verse 1. Hear ye now what the Lord says. I take the blood of Jesus in my hand by faith, and I come to you. I touch the lobe of your ear. I say, Ephratah, let your ear be open. I say, let your ear be open. I say, let your ear be open. I say, let your ear be open. We cannot see God because we are not hearing what he's saying. We cannot see his handiwork because we are deaf. We are not hearing what he's saying. He's shouting, move forward. We are retrogressing. He is shouting, oh yeah, don't go, stay. We are jumping out. I speak in ministering to you as a man and as a woman. I say, Ephratah, I say, let your ear open. I say, let your ear open. Hear now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, on the path of everyone. Pastor Salami, Pastor Awotoye, our mummies, Sunday Adeniran himself, all our pastors, there must be gates. Turn to your neighbor and say, gate death with Jesus. You will not be an exception. So even Jesus suffered from the ministry of gate. Not only gate, the Bible confirms the presence of mountains. There will be mountains, oh. Mountains to get PhD. Mountain to travel out. Mountain, mountain, mountain to build a house. Mountain. As I was sitting there beside Prof, I had festival. I had to this season of intervention, festival of boots. I will go and work more on that. But immediately I understood. Boots. B-O-0-0-T-H. I had to this house. Festival of boots. What do they do? Mamangpa go, they will build Atibaba. And I said, God, what are you saying? He said, I will begin to anoint my people and lay hands upon some of them, and they will carry anointing and grace for infrastructure. That from this season, as I intervene, they will begin to build houses, they will begin to build things, they will begin to build shops, they will begin to build companies, they will begin to build houses, they will begin to build schools. Receive that grace. I am banning it. What said the Lord? There will be mountain. There will be mountain. There will be gates. And Jesus said, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be thou lifted up, ye everlasting door. But Micah chapter 6, verse 1 says, arise, contend thou before the mountains. Now let's look at the second part. Are you looking or are you reading your Bible? He said, no, no, no. We are still in verse 1. We're going to close it up. He said, and let the ears hear your voice. If you don't travail, you cannot prevail. Some of you, as I look over in the spirit, have decided to evade the 3-day fasting. Some of you have decided to be technical about it. Are you a student of technical university? You have decided to be technical about the 3 days. You are undoing your destiny. Cancel everything and make sure you fast. By the grace of God, by Wednesday and Thursday, you will be in arena of success. I say you will be in arena of success. Now, look at this verse. We'll soon close. He said, arise. This is what God says. And contend with the mountain. That's part one. Part two, you don't just do drama. You don't just do sakara. He said, let your situation hear your voice. I was speaking somewhere yesterday morning. I said, it's simple. Just give God something to confirm. And as you give him something to confirm, you are going to see God that is near you. Just give him. But most of the time, when we are praying, when they say speak, let the hills hear what? Your voice. Somebody is in this house. Your voice is the next to be heard. I'm not entertaining. I'm not entertaining. I'm not psyching anybody. I announce on behalf of God. Somebody, doesn't matter your background, your age. It doesn't matter where you are presently. You are the next whose voice will be heard. I say you are the next whose voice will be heard. I say you are the next whose voice will be heard. Receive a new voice. 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 I'm not done yet. Stand up on your feet. Let us contend. Let's contend. Stand on your feet. Voice of God. That's Psalm 29. Don't bother to open. Voice of God. Enter my voice. From this service, Voice of God. Voice of power. Voice of dominion. Voice of miracle. Voice of power. Enter my voice from today. Oh yeah, open your mouth and pray. Voice of God. Voice of God. Voice of God. Enter my voice. Enter my voice. Enter my voice. Enter my voice. Voice of God. Enter my voice. Voice of God. Enter my voice. Voice of God. Enter my voice. Some are not in church. We are in the season of intervention. Voice of God, enter my voice. Onoluwa wonu mi. Voice of God, enter my voice. Enter, enter my voice. Enter my voice. Enter my voice. Enter my voice. In Jesus' name, we pray. I'm not here to cover hour, to cover minutes, to cover the slot. No. As part of this house, everyone standing here is sent and is loaded with unction. The Holy Spirit is telling me that you should dig deeper into that. John chapter 5, don't bother to open. He said the hour cometh, and now is. When they that are dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and they will come alive. I say, this same your voice that you are releasing and it is bringing hatred. They don't want to hear your voice. This same voice. Instead of favor that is bringing hatred, from today, the voice of God enters there. I said the voice of God enters there. I said the voice of God enters there. We can't rush what God is doing. We allow him to walk. If that is, these are the few things that I can release together with God's servants, it's enough for today. Let's converge from tomorrow. Fasting. I say from today, that's your voice that have been shutting door. They shut door against you. From today, the voice of God enters into it. I was in Yo some times ago, and Baba Umakpai was speaking to us. He was giving a recent testimony. He was driving from a crusade, and he ran into a gang of around 30 armed robbers, armed to the teeth. And the mopo that were guarding him came down, and they said, "Hey, this." I said, the Baba said, you are finished. You are small boys with AK-47. Enter back to your farm. He now wandered the glass down, popped out his head from the back seat, and said, Uma Okpa is here. And they all stood in salute. All the armed robbers. And they said, Papa, what do you want us to see? Oh, yeah, clear the road. Yes, sir. What else? Now submit your gun to your fan. Now kick your vehicle and follow me. Because I don't know he's coming behind me. So follow. They followed him. I don't know the rest of the story. Men have walked with God that their voice have become the voice of God. Their voice have turned to the voice of God. They are no longer ordinary. They are no longer. Your situations are not changing. Your mountains are not mountains because it is Sunday Adeniran talking. It is Ayo Salami talking. It is Segun Awotoye talking. If God enters into the voice of Sunday Adeniran, the mountain will move. From today, let your voice receive the voice of God. I want you to place that demand again before we go this morning. Micah chapter 6 verse 1 is where we are using. He said, let the hills hear your voice. Let it hear. I want you to make that demand again. and say, Lord, plant your voice in my voice. Plant your voice in my voice. Put your voice in my voice. Lord, put your voice in my voice. Put your voice in my voice. Open your mouth and pray. Put your voice in my voice. Put your voice in my voice. Likarabo. Zagagagagaga. Put your voice in my voice. Put your voice in my voice. Put your voice in my voice. Lord. Put your voice in my voice. Put your voice in my voice. Lord, put your voice in my voice. Is somebody praying? Is somebody checking his clothes? Is somebody checking his jewelry? Is somebody adjusting here or praying? Lord, put your voice in my voice. Baba, put your voice in my voice. Lord, put your voice in my voice. We have less than 10 minutes more. Make sure you pray. Micah chapter 6 verse 1 is what God said I should use for you. Lord, put your voice in my voice. 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 Zagabo. Payayayayaya. Ura gada gada gada. Meli gramo zonto pragadea. Meli karabo. Ragada gata yama. Meli grama. Put your voice in my voice. Put your voice in my voice. In Jesus' name, we pray. Open your eyes and look at me. Paul ministered to a level, and the people said, the gods have come. Allen never pray again in Jesus' name. He will enter mortuary and he will say, Allen, I have come. My name is Allen, and I'm here. God told the dowser, I don't need to come down to Benin City. That's why you are there. Stop them, and stop them. From this season, that is ongoing in Cedar, your voice will become the voice of God. Your voice will no longer be useless. Your voice will no longer be powerless. Before you sit down, I have around 8 minutes more. I will close now. The Lord showed it to me and I want to do it. Now, you know your situation. Open your eyes. Don't close. You know your situation. You know your mountain. Look at it. He said, let the hills hear your voice. Let somebody say with me, the voice of God is already in my voice. Okay, when will yours be? When will yours be? No, the voice of God is already. Are you sure? You will not waste it. I say you will not waste it. You can take your handkerchief, you can take your Bible. Now, use it prophetically as situations and mountains before you. Take anything. You can use the palm of your hand prophetically. Are you getting me? You can use the palm of your hand. You can take your Bible. You can take your daughter. You can see my pastors. You can see. Are you ready? The voice of God is already in our voice. Do you believe that? Yes, now begin to use it. You will speak the situation in my office, my academic situation, my marital situation, my fruitlessness, barrenness. What are you still waiting for? Poverty. Eh? Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Face to face. Eyeball to eyeball with your enemy. Eyeball to eyeball. See your mountain before you. Now begin to speak against your mountain. Begin to speak against it. The voice of God is in your voice. What do you want happen? What do you want happen to the mountain? Or you speak to it. Kiloveko celeste, okay, sorrow, yeah. Oh, yeah, sorrow. What do you want to happen to that sickness? Oh, yeah, curse it. Curse it in the name of the Lord. Curse it. Curse it. Curse it.
Oh, yeah, cause it. Oh, yeah, fire, fishake me. Cause it. In the name of the Lord, you this ailment, you this situation, you this failure, you this barrenness, you this delay marriage, you this confusion, I curse you in the name of the Lord. Let me hear your voice. Those of you at the back, make sure you are doing something. 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 Speak, speak, speak. Speak to that human Goliath. Goliath in your office. Speak to it. Speak to your mountain. Speak to the wall of Jericho. Speak to Jordan. Speak. Speak to it. Payaraba. Payaradadada. Rugagagaga. Rigadabaka Syria. Milikarabo. Eligarabo Shikayaba. Speak. Speak now. Speak. Speak now. Why are you gentlemanly? Why are you gentlemanly? Why are you doing a lack of way? Speak. Speak. I speak to the sickness. I speak against the diseases. I speak against all the entrances, all the barriers, all the obstacles. Oh, yeah, catch fire. 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 I hope you know that it is not prayer. I never ask you to close your eyes. I say, stand before it and speak to it. Carry it in your hand and curse it. The situation with your parents, the situation in your office, speak to it now. Your PhD program, your master's program, your admission matter, speak to it. Speak. The voice of God is in your voice. 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 Speak. Speak out. I'm about to drop microphone. 3 minutes. More, less than three. Speak. That's what God said we should do today. We are only preparing. The major business is tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. That's the major business. With fasting and prayer. But let's start today. Let's start. Speak. Uragada. Helikapayaba. Uragada kataya. Speak to it. The voice of God is in your voice. The voice of God is in your voice. The voice of God is in your voice. Speak and you will see it. In Jesus' name we pray. From this moment, because we understand this season, I say it on behalf of God, your voice from today will begin to carry authority. Your voice from today will begin to draw favor. Your voice from today will begin to open doors. In the name of Jesus. Let's close with this. I see it in God. God delights in his children using what he has given them. Then he delights in coming later to finish up the work. So let's close. And the way we are going to close is this. You that dealt with the wall of Jericho, step in now. Do what? We are in the season of what? You that dealt with the gate of Jericho, that death with the wall of Jericho, step in now. Step into my case now. Not tomorrow. Intervene. Step in now. Oh, yeah, pray. As the man of God is coming to bless us, you, oh Lord, that dealt with the wall of Jericho, step in now. Step in now. Step in. You that dealt with the gate of Jericho, oh yes, surface. Oh Lord, surface. Show up in my case, in my office. Show up, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. As God's servant will bless us.
Baruka kaka 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 ska imba ba ba ba, rundo kaska iba ba ba ba, rumaska iba, rendekeske boboska ilaba, mahori mama maska imboboko toli mama, renge shai gabu gaira gaga garubo, roise ke pepe pepe, rauda kaka kaka, runde ke rubo, runda kaka kaka kaka, rainde ke rundo koske ba. Rainde ke rauda la baba reman shanka puli mangaruma kaskinde rehuga subaba kashiba raanda kuru boboko skobobo reenge seboleba. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, because the voice of God is already in your voice. You are going to sing this song, fixing your gaze on the throne of grace, and see God acting what you are saying, because your voice, the voice of God is your voice. Holy Spirit, moving now, make my life whole again. And as you do that, the Spirit of God will move in your life, in the midst of His people, and we deal with every issue that you are spoken against today in the mighty name of Jesus.
Holy Spirit, move now.
Stretch your hand unto the Lord and expect God to move your life.
Make my life all again. Spirit,
now, without the instrument, without the instrument, I want to sing just one more time.
Holy Spirit, moving on, make my life whole again.
Now listen to me before I pray. Father, I pray, I stretch your two hands and I say, the flood of the Spirit flow through my life now. And if you can speak in tongue, now begin to speak in tongue. The flood of the Spirit move through my life. Maska bababa, maru gaga gaga. Yes, mama maka tuli baba. Rekekekekeke sepo. Regegegege sepo ligo. Regaga sindeliga. Yes, Lord God. 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 Yes, mama makanta la gaga gaga sanda. Let the Spirit of the living God move through His people. Move in the lives of your people right now. Like a flood in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, mama makanta la baba. Lakus ke bebebe ke tuleba raindo kos kobobo raide ke raide ke runda kayeba ya uri baba raundo kos kobo ru gagagaga ra andukes kibo runde kekekeke ra ide keke sobo ro ogogogogo rimaka sindele bababa ra andakas kambalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, let the flood of the Spirit flush away every obstacle, every wall of Jericho in the lives of people right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the flood of the Spirit drown every challenge, every barrier, Lord, in the lives of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now let yokes be broken. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are looking and expecting job appointment, receive breakthrough. Those who have been stagnated in their business, in their career, receive advancement. Those who are expecting the fruit of the womb, from now onward, your womb is opened. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your womb is ready for conception. In the mighty name of Jesus, barrenness is banished from your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those of you who are having marital challenge, Lord, today, the Spirit of God will move in your life and give you a breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those whose business are going down, today, your business and your world receive the power of resurrection. Those who are depressed, you are discouraged, some of you think of committing suicide, Lord, today, the Spirit of God will give you a new life. The Spirit of God will give you a new hope. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are meeting a brick wall, regarding a particular issue of life, Lord, today, that brick wall will collapse. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are in the valley of decision, and you are confused, you are wondering what will happen, today, the Lord will step in your situation. The Lord will step into your matter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are feeling cheated, those who are feeling left behind, Lord, today, the hand of the Lord will move in your situation, in your life, and we turn this around for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are displeased and unhappy because of what you are passing through, today, rivers of joy will flow in your life because the Lord will intervene the valley of situation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. God bless your name. Thank you for your servants. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, you walk in every of his own situation and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.